Hi, I'm Isabel Owen and I'm from the Anglican Alliance for Development, Relief and Advocacy.
And I'm Sarah Moore and I'm from the United Reformed Church.
Today we've spent the day in Athens and we're just going to spend a bit of time talking about what we've seen today. So today we went to see the Salvation Army.
Yes, the Salvation Army have got a big project in central Athens where they're working to provide food and all sorts of other items, clothes and nappies and toiletries and all sorts of things like that to refugees who have arrived in the city, many of whom living out in the refugee camps just outside the city. So this is a really good programme supporting them with the things which they need for their lives.
I certainly spent some time handing out clothes, and that was upstairs, and then downstairs in the basement we were folding clothes together and grouping those together for all the different people that are coming through as refugees. We saw babies, mothers with children of all ages, young people, not so many older people. That's, I think, a bit of a reflection, would you say, from our visit. We've not seen so many older people, it's mainly the younger
group. I think that's definitely so it's very unusual, I would say, to see anybody among the refugee group who are over 40. Today I was particularly moved to meet a young pregnant woman who had fled Syria, who was about to give birth to a baby and had nothing, whereas we would be used to mothers packing a hospital bag. So we had to, out of the stuff that was available in the basement of the Salvation Army project, put together a hospital bag for this young woman of the things that we thought that she might need.
And we then spent some time after we were based at the Salvation Army Centre. We went to see the wider setting that the Salvation Army works in. And they just have a real vision around how to help refugees. And they're really looking to the long term of, as people begin to be stuck in Greece and become more settled here, how they can provide language lessons, they can fight against trafficking, and all of those sorts of things and those elements which are going on. The situation here is complicated. People have material needs, but spiritual needs and the needs around integration.
It was amazing to hear some of the Salvation Army's hopes and strategies to move forward and to continue to support both refugees who are coming to Athens, but also local Greek people who, of course, are struggling too with the economic crisis and all sorts of other issues. So it was amazing to see the work that one small Christian community of 20 people are able to do and support and ground together.